No detailed description of the encounter between Siaj Ka'ak and Choctaw Ishak exists, but it is known that discussion did not go on for long. The two men met on January 14, 378 AD. On that same day, Choctaw Ishak entered the water, according to an account carved on a later stela. The Maya saw the afterworld as a kind of endless foggy sea. Entering the water was thus a euphemism on the order of passed on to a better place. Readers of the stela would understand that Choctaw Ishak's old heart had quietly stopped beating after Siaj Ka'ak or one of his troops slipped a blade into it. Likely the rest of his family perished, as well as anyone else who objected. In any case, no one seems to have complained when Siaj Ka'ak established a new dynasty at Mutal by installing the son of his Teotihuacan master on the vacant throne. Choctaw Ishak's death began a tumultuous period in Mesoamerican history. The new Teotihuacan-backed dynasty at Mutal drove the city to new heights of power and prestige. Inevitably, its expansion was resented. A northern city-state, Khan, now known as Calakmul, conscripted an army from its client states and launched a series of attacks. The ensuing strife lasted 150 years, spread across the Maya heartland, and resulted in the pillage of a dozen city-states, among them both Mutal and Khan. After suffering repeated losses, Mutal unexpectedly defeated the superior forces of Khan, possibly killing its king to boot. The beaten, humiliated Khan lost the support of its vassals and was reduced to penury. Mutal once again reclaimed its heritage from Imperial Teotihuacan, but its triumph, though long sought, was short-lived. In one of archaeology's most enduring mysteries, Maya civilization crumbled around it within a century. After a final flash of imperial splendor, the city joined Khan and most central Maya cities in obscurity and ruin. By about 900 AD, both Mutal and Khan stood almost empty, along with dozens of other Maya cities. And soon, even the few people who still lived there had forgotten their imperial glories.